pointed out a second example. They have been taught that the founding fathers were racists. They know that Jefferson owned slaves. Apparently, that is all that is necessary to prove that the rest of the 56 also owned slaves. Yet a large majority of the Declaration signers were anti-slavery, introduced or passed anti-slavery legislation, or founded or led anti-slavery societies, including Jefferson, something students are never told. Because of the many modern disparagements, these students have no idea that very few individuals in history have received as many titles of honor as Thomas Jefferson, including Apostle of Liberty, Man of the People, Pen of the Revolution, Father of the Declaration of Independence, the Defender of the Rights of Man and the Rights of Conscience, the Sage of Monticello, and the Apostle of Democracy. Jefferson was truly a visionary and an innovator, a Renaissance man in the classical sense of the term. He was masterful and skilled in diverse areas, and his multidimensional abilities were profusely praised by those who knew him. For example, Marquis de Chastellux, a French general who served with Jefferson during the American Revolution, described him as a musician, skilled in drawing, a geometrician, an astronomer, a natural philosopher, legislator, and statesman. Dr. Benjamin Rush, one of Jefferson's fellow signers of the Declaration of Independence, said he was enlightened at the same time in chemistry, natural history, and medicine. John Quincy Adams knew him as a man of very extensive learning and pleasing manners. The Reverend Ezra Stiles, a military chaplain in the Revolution and the president of Yale, called him a naturalist and philosopher, a truly scientific and learned man. General Marquis de Lafayette considered him a great statesman, zealous citizen, and amiable friend. Alexis de Tocqueville, historian and political leader, who penned the famous Democracy in America as a result of his visit to America in 1831, called Jefferson the greatest man whom the democracy of America has as yet produced. Perhaps the best summation was given by President John F. Kennedy, who once quipped to a group of Nobel Prize winners dining with him at the White House, "I think this is the most extraordinary collection of talent, of human knowledge that has ever been gathered together at the White House, with the possible exception of when Thomas Jefferson dined alone." Someone once said that Thomas Jefferson was a gentleman of 32 who could calculate an eclipse, survey an estate, tie an artery, plan an edifice, try a cause, break a horse, and dance the minuet. Jefferson was a remarkable man, and it is an understatement to say that his positive influence was enormous. He indisputably helped shape America for the better.